And happy Thanksgiving. This is one of those great gifts for me to have on. I have tried a few times and I have succeeded in bringing on a true godfather of conservative thought, author of The Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, now in its 10th week in the New York Times bestseller list. A prolific writer, grew up as a red diaper baby, as I've been saying all morning, and had the courage and independence of thought to see the folly of leftism firsthand. David Horowitz, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. On a personal note, I would never expect you to know this, but when I first got started getting political and I came back to Colorado, I actually worked for you. Yes, I did. I worked for you, but I mean, it was, you know, your organization, and I did sit in on a Restoration Weekend. Those are wonderful. I know. They are so great. Restoration Weekend, which you happen to have had in Colorado. And my job was to go out, this was before 9/11, and find out how people were registered, professors, in colleges, in eight colleges around Colorado. And I had to go in person to those jurisdictions and find out the registration, because you were doing a big campaign on college campuses about the imbalance of Republican thought on college campuses.
Conservatives,
yes,
college faculties. It's gotten worse and worse and worse because the Republican Party has got its head in the sand.
Boy, oh boy, is that true. And I don't think you mind if we say
isn't a college in Colorado. Well, you know, maybe Colorado Christian, but
yeah,
there's not certainly not a taxpayer-funded school, K-12. Through graduate school in Colorado, as in other states, where it's safe to send your child.
Boy, isn't that true.
They're not going to be indoctrinated in leftist claptrap.
Yep, that's true. And
they're going to be taught to be racist against whites, of course, anti-American, and to have incredibly stupid and dangerous views about sexuality. They're teaching kindergartners that they have gender fluidity.
Mm-hmm.
You can believe it.
They
can be boys or girls, and the biology means nothing.
And this is a strategy, isn't it? It's not just...
It's a delusion. They're fanatics.
Yeah.
People on the left, it's a crypto-religion. And they just... operate. Well, look, half the country is for socialism, which killed 120 million people, bankrupted the whole continents, made people, created famines. And how do young people get this idea that socialism could be a good thing?
Indoctrination.
They get it from the left, from their schools, and from the Democratic Party.
Exactly right. Exactly right. You're just such a wealth of information. And before I get to the speech that you gave to the Colorado legislature, I don't think you will mind if people hear that you've adopted Colorado just in time for it to turn liberal, Democrat.
They're not liberals. Please, for any conservative listening to this, never call
them leftists.
Liberals. They're vindictive bigots is what they are.
Yep.
They're leftists. Call them leftists.
I usually do.
Never liberals. We're liberal. Conservatives are liberal. We're just asking the two sides to a conversation.
Right. Well, a classical liberal, right?
Even not necessarily. I mean, when I went to college in the 50s, professors were liberals. They not necessarily... pro-capitalist even, but they believed in two sides to a conversation, and they didn't believe in inflicting their political prejudices on their student charges.
Right.
And that's all changed.
It has indeed, David. You did something at your last Restoration Weekend, I think it was last year. That was when I was introduced on video to Candace Owens, and I had her on my program not long after. She was great. And the thing that you did was so great, something that I've been fascinated with, always wanted to ask you this question directly, is I've always been fascinated by cults and what it is that causes a person to finally get out of a cult. You call it your aha moment or whatever, and I know your story, but other people don't. What was your own personal, I know what it is, aha moment?
Mine was a tough one. The Black Panther Party murdered a friend of mine.
Yes.
And the whole left supported them. And, you know, they're murderers, leftists.
Yeah, and they're champions and of
the
murder.
Only fascist movement in America of any significance is the one on the left, calling itself progressive, calling itself anti-fascist. Actually, Huey Long once said that fascism will come to America calling itself anti-fascist. And that's what Antifa is.
That is... You are a treasure to the Republican Party simply because you know how they think and you know how to fight back.
It's the blunt talk we need. But I told the legislators, it was Republican legislators who... at a retreat, and they invited me to speak. And I said, the lesson I took from this election is you're too damn nice. And calling them liberal. Why? It allows them liberal. The root is liberty. I mean, it gives... These people are thugs. Look what they try to do to Kavanaugh. It's unbelievable. And there wasn't a single Democrat objection that I noticed to hanging this man in public, to destroying his life, you know, using a liar. This Christine Ford, she's a proven liar. And not one Republican had the cojones to say that.
Right.
I mean, I think the day was saved by Lindsey Graham, but he attacked the Democrats, and they deserved it. But what about this woman whose plan was, without ever coming forward, to destroy an extraordinary career, this man's life? I mean, it's so basic to America that you have to, you know, confront your accuser.
Yes.
That you're innocent until proven guilty, something Democrats no longer believe. It's guilt by accusation. The Democratic Party it's got the same values as communists and fascists. Their primary weapon, political ploy, is character assassination. And they do... Look, they're calling Trump Hitler. I mean, you know, these people who think of Trump as Hitler need to be in insane asylums. You get slack because it's just... Everybody knows it's political garbage. But still, they believe it. These hysterical Democrats and... you know, we've never seen anything like this in American politics.
And you never have either. David, I got to take a break. Would you do us the honor of staying with us for one more segment? I love your talk and your absolute clarity in what you're saying. You are unapologetic. That's what we want to talk about when we get back. This is Karen Cataline. Please stay tuned and listen to more of David Horowitz here on the Jimmy Lake. Welcome back. Are pleased and we have the privilege of talking to David Horowitz. You can read more about him at frontpagemag.com. Very, very active site where you can also read David's speech to Colorado legislators. He's also the author, I got to get this in, of the Black Book of the American Left, a 9-volume collection of his conservative writings over the past several decades. He has been out there, and he doesn't pull any punches. Welcome back, David Horowitz.
Thank you.
So tell us a little more about, now, how many Republican legislators in Colorado were there that you spoke to after the election?
I didn't count them, but there's at least 30, maybe more.
Wonderful. And we, as you know, got hammered here in Colorado for a host of reasons.
Your ads were too nice.
Ugh. Everything was too nice. What I wanted to get to, though, I've been asking this both yesterday and today as I fill in for Jimmy Lakey, and that is this identity politics, which we think is so preposterous because we don't think in collective terms the way the left does. And yet, the minute
they're
someone...
communists.
Right.
But the true name for the Democrats and leftists is neo-communists. We have neo-fascists, neo-conservatives, neo-Nazis. They're neo-communists.
So how do we fight back when we're...
judge.
What?
Just,
How do we fight back the most effective way when we are called racist, sexist, homophobes, xenophobes,
well,
blah, blah, blah?
The fact is, identity politics is racism.
Yes.
It says the most important thing about you is your color of your skin, your gender, your sexual orientation. That's why, Christine Blasey Ford... She's a woman, therefore she's a victim. Therefore she's innocent even if the facts prove her guilty. Whereas the man is guilty even if the facts prove
him innocent.
It's right. The purest racism, identity politics, and it rules the Democratic Party. I mean, you have to take some... the Germans have a word. Only the Germans would have such a word. But
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude is joy in another's misery. The Democrats now, okay, they have a leadership contest. If you support Pelosi, you're a racist because her opponent is black. Yeah. If you support her opponent, you're a sexist. An ageist because she's a female and old.
Yeah. Now
And
now they're eating their own because you can't the vagina monologues now.
It's very sinister.
Yes.
So, people talk about political correctness, and this is a stupidity. But it isn't. And it has a vicious edge. And, again, you saw it in the Kavanaugh hearings. I mean, that's where the Democrat... Dianne Feinstein led the goddamn charge. I mean, you would never think of her as a radical, but, yeah, she's a... she's a Torquemada. She wanted to hang this poor guy.
Yeah.
Over nothing.
David, in our last few minutes together...
I didn't care at all about the woman. I don't think Christine de Blasey Ford deserves any sympathy. As I say, she wanted to destroy this man without ever coming forward. They forced her into public.
Right.
Of course, now she's made $1 million in GoFundMe. She has 7 book offers and so forth. But what concerns me is not one Republican laid a glove on her.
Uh-huh.
They didn't even dare to cross-examine her. They appointed this woman to give her soft questions. Of course, she did come up with a report that said she was completely uncredible as a witness.
Exactly.
But not one Republican, because there were, men, dared to call this woman out for lying. You remember, she said when the Democrats forced her to testify, she said she couldn't testify because she couldn't fly to Washington because she's afraid of flying. It turns out, she's a very well-off and deeply Democrat-connected. That was another thing that was kept out of sight the whole time. But she flies all over the South Pacific to go surfing or whatever her rich lady's sports are. I don't know. Maybe it's parasurfing. Whatever.
Well,
but she's not afraid of flying. She claimed to be claustrophobic.
Right.
Because she had to put 2 doors in her house. And it
exactly.
turns out that the second door was to make it a rental apartment.
I was going to mention that.
This woman is a bald-faced liar. Why did anybody even allow her? Why did Grassley allow her to testify in the first place? This was a drunken party in a hookup culture between 2 high schoolers 37 years ago, where, according to her testimony, whoever climbed on top of her was so drunk he fell off. Nothing happened. Why is this the center of national attention and some kind of an event that you think you can find out about 37 years later?
Well, David, I know why.
Destroy a stellar but absolutely stellar career of an incredibly decent human being. It was an atrocity to let this woman open her mouth in public, let alone go through that and have all these Republicans say, well, she seems like a credible witness. Yes. No, she doesn't.
No, she wasn't.
If you play along, if you do what Republicans do and be nice to people who hate you, which is Democrats, who are calling you racist, sexist, homophobes, Nazis, and you're calling them liberals, if you let them loose and have their way and don't call their bluff, you're dead. Mm. They're going to kill you. And that's what's happening. Well, you know, it's amazing to me why Republicans don't every speech point out that the Democratic Party controls every major inner city in America and has 100% they control them, Detroit, Chicago, and they've controlled them for 50 to 100 years so that every, whatever injustices there are in the inner city, whatever these schools that don't teach the kids year in and year out and ruin their lives, Democrats are 100% responsible for it.
David,
is a party of racists.
David,
one Republican elected official calling Democrats racist is the day I'll know we're winning.
Yeah, well, there you go. I couldn't agree more. With the last minute left here, I love your passion, but we're going to have to go. And in our last minute, what message did you leave the Colorado legislators? What did you ask them to do?
That's the message. Go for the jugular. Don't pussyfoot around this. They can ruin this beautiful state.
Yes.
They will ruin it.
We are glad you are here, David Horowitz. Please go to Front Page Mag and read more of David Horowitz. He really is a treasure of the Republican Party. He knows how to fight back, and he knows how they fight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we look forward to your next book. All right. Take care. Oops, we lost.